Mnangagwa was inoculated Wednesday with China's Sinovac vaccine in the resort town of Victoria Falls. He urged Zimbabweans to shun misinformation and conspiracy theories against COVID vaccines. Mnangagwa said being vaccinated enables individuals to contribute to the nation's role in the global fight against the coronavirus.
Let me reiterate the global call by the World Health Organization that no one is safe until everyone is safe. I therefore challenge all of us in our respective communities to accept the vaccination program and to shun vaccine hesitancy, misinformation, and the negative conspiracy theories. Getting vaccinated is a personal and a family responsibility, as well as a national obligation.
Mnangagwa commended frontline workers for being the first to be vaccinated in February. He said the availability of a vaccine should not make people drop their guard despite Zimbabwe's low infection rates and death toll.
Let us remain vigilant. Notwithstanding the availability of vaccines, I exhort all of us to continue adhering to the said COVID-19 World Health Organization guidelines and protocols, as well as our national lockdown measures.
Vice President and Health Minister Constantino Chiwenga said the government decided to launch the second phase of the vaccination campaign in Victoria Falls, the country's prime destination, to boost the tourism industry, saying distribution of the vaccine to locals would help reassure international tourists that the country is safe. Zimbabwe is among the lowest official case rate in the region, but some health experts remain worried that the figures do not reflect reality. Physician and former health minister Dr. Henry Madzurira says the country needs to ramp up COVID-19 testing.
Our figures are much lower than the figures in neighboring states. One of the major reasons is we have not been testing adequately. Even people with clinical symptoms of disease were not tested because of the cost of testing and because government was not providing free testing.
Madzurira also says citizens have been skeptical about the government's strategy in handling the pandemic and the vaccination program. Dr. Norman Matara of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights agrees, saying health experts should be at the forefront in the fight against the pandemic.
We need to let people who are specialists in the field of medicine and public health lead the way in pronouncing interventions that we need to do as a country, so that people have trust in those people and they can have a buy-in in terms of the interventions that we pronounce as a nation.
Zimbabwe has so far received a donation of 400,000 of Sinopharm doses from China and says it has purchased another 1.2 million. Reporting for VOA from Victoria Falls, I am Kudzanai Musengi.